this week, we are bringing you artists who are featured at this weekend's 45th Annual Park Point Art Fair, KUMD, a longtime sponsor of the art fair. And we love having the opportunity to talk to artists who've been involved, or maybe it's their first time at the Park Point Art Fair. The man who designed the 2015 poster for the Park Point Art Fair this year is Jeff Ruprecht. He is a digital printmaker, and he joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. So what's the difference between printmaking and digital printmaking? Or is that too broad a question?
Well, it's kind of broad, but it's you have your very traditional, still ink to paper on a press, artist, and even though I kind of dabble in that a little bit, I am a graphic designer by trade, and so I embrace the traditional ways, but I also also like the digital side of things you can do as an artist. And so my work typically starts out on the computer, and then it's been done traditionally, on a press. And what I've now started doing is, and a lot of artists, even traditional artists, are doing now is making prints and then making gicle, which is basically a digital archival ink on a specific paper that allows the prints to last a long time. And so I've embraced that now to finish my prints. So it's kind of a little bit of both worlds. And, it's in today's day and age, we're kind of lucky to have different ways from, traditional all the way through the digital process. So
I knew an artist who was a print maker with the printing press and would occasionally add some, letters and stuff to it and knew how to lay it all out upside down and backwards. Yep. On his old press. And there was something for him, I think, that that particular process was as intrinsic to the artwork that he created. I mean, for him, I think the process was as important a part as whatever it was he was trying to communicate visually. Do you feel that you can do the same thing with the digital printmaking? I mean, does it have the same kind of, culture, tradition to it that the quote-unquote old-fashioned printing does?
I think definitely with a more of a traditional style, because it is, ink to paper, and like you said, there's much more handwork to it. I don't think you always get the exact same print every time, even though the very, very well-versed ones do. I would say on the digital side, though, although you maybe don't get that, maybe it's a little bit too perfect in the end, there still is a lot of the thinking and, between color and form, textures, things like that, and how do you still bring some of that through, and what are some of the techniques, that can be applied there. And then there's still, choices between paper and how to, present it in the end that still plays a role. It's just a little bit different process, so.
Let me ask you kind of a goofy question. I think most of us are familiar with our, our laser printers at home. Then we can print photographs once in a while. And I think that too many times we look at the color and go, ooh, this is just not right. And we don't have sophisticated tools, as a rule, on our computers to adjust color and get color right. How do you do that? How do you do that with digital printmaking? Or do you have to go back then, as you talked about, to a more traditional way so that you can actually see the colors and see how they're going to look when they're printed?
Well, and that's kind of the beauty, too, is that it is not exact, even though you might think it is. I mean, there's still many, many different variables that go into that to get the right, look to what you're going for. There is still a lot of, trial and error in it, and this didn't look right, so now if I adjust this, or maybe I need to do this, or adjust this layer or something, that maybe I've created. It's very much a process still to get it there. So, yeah, I mean, although it's maybe a little easier, a little quicker to maybe make some adjustments, but there's still that trial and error piece to it, you know, and in the end, it's still, you know, using the human eye to decide is that visually correct or visually the way I want that to look, you know, so.
Well, just think of, I mean, in terms of difficulty, you think about making art or you think about doing anything else where a computer may be involved and you realize, oh, yeah, there's that whole computer component, which kind of lives in its own little universe.
Right. And in the end, it's still just a tool, you know, just like there's the paintbrush or, you know, a press or something involved. It's still a tool that, in the end, creates hopefully an engaging piece that someone's willing to maybe frame and put on their wall and enjoy for years to come. So
Jeff, you got one more question before I let you go this morning. You got to tell me, when they said, hey, Jeff, you want to design the poster for the art fair, was that the idea that you were going to design a poster, a piece of art to illustrate or intrigue or stand in for all of the art of all of these artists somehow? There was all of this, all of these artists and all this art sort of crowding around behind you, and you were supposed to design a poster for this event. Did you find that intimidating at all?
No, I personally didn't. I mean, I think I've been involved with the art fair now the last like 6 or 7 years. And so, you know, I guess I would consider myself kind of a veteran and I know the whole, you know, how it all works and the process and the, you know, great work that the volunteers put in into that show to make it probably one of the better ones in the state of Minnesota, in my opinion. And, you know, so when I was approached about that, it was pretty easy, I think, to take that challenge on. You know, from a design standpoint, though, in thinking about how to promote the show, is, you know, there's so many great events going on, you know, not only this weekend but all the time, that, you know, I number one, I chose a seagull, simple seagull outline, because that to me kind of defines Park Point a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. Like them or hate them, yeah. Seagull, you think Park Point, you bet.
Yeah. And then I kept it very simple and let a lot of white from the paper stand out, so that when you saw it with all the great colorful posters maybe hanging around town with all the other events, that people would stop and go, oh, what's this? You know, this stands out because it's really simple, but I think it gets the point across and hopefully draws many people to come down and visit again this year. So,
storytelling in a single image in some cases.
Yep.
Jeff, thank you so very much for joining us this morning, and have a wonderful weekend at the Park Point Art Festival, you and all the other artists, and thanks to everyone who's joined us all this week on Art Week, right here on KUMD.